Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We got another special guest on the phone with Kenty Hoops Maroon and Gordy Tallis. That man is the current coach of the Canberra Raiders. Another rugby league legend, Ricky Stewart. Welcome to the Saturday Sinbin, old mate.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. Can we just start off, Ricky, by playing you a little bit of audio here from a bloke named Paul Kelly, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Australia. Here it is.
Wayne Bennett, I think, is in his 70s, and so he would be in a vulnerable group. Ricky Stewart here in the with the mighty Raiders, he would potentially be in a vulnerable group, although he's a bit younger. So I think thinking about the team, not just the players, but those that are the support around them is important.
Yeah, Ricky, I'm just thinking I'm 53 going on 54, you're 52 going on 53. Do you think we're in the danger zone yet?
I'm just very fortunate that he's got my welfare in mind. don't worry, I've been copping it over the last 12 hours, namely by people such as Craig Bellamy, who has a good 15 years on me, and I get put into the same category as Wayne Bennett, who looked like he's had coronavirus the last 20 years. So, great company.
Hey, Ricky, how frustrating has it been, you know, not being able to be around the team and, you know, just train and do the things that you normally do?
Oh, mate, it's just, you know, it's just a situation, Gordy. You've got to do what you can do now. And, you know, I've been happy with the way our boys have handled this abnormal type of scenario now. It's a completely different to what they're used to. But I know every club would have put programs out and did everything they possibly can to have the boys keep training. And, you know, I've had a lot of journalists talk to me through the past week on the subject of how long is it going to take coaches to get their teams ready to play again. Well, I don't think you can sort of look at it from a team point of view. You've got to look at it to more on the individuals. They've only had probably 3 to 4 weeks out now, but it's the individuals that's handled themselves the best through this period that won't take as long to get up and ready to play again.
Rick, do you reckon there's advantages and disadvantages to different teams depending on the length of the season and the format of the season? We've talked about, obviously, one round of 13 more games. There's been talk about trying to get the whole 24 rounds out. There's been talk of a conference system. And, I imagine, given that we're already two games under the belt and the different strengths of different rosters, that depending on what they come up with will advantage some teams over others.
Yeah, Kenny, I think it's unknown in regards to what's the structure of the competition's going to be. It'll come down to the broadcasters and the NRL, I'm sure. You know, there's been talk of playing every team once, I think, which is the fairest way. And, you know, I heard Peter Vlandy's talking about the integrity of the competition. And if you're looking at the integrity of the competition, playing every team once because of this disruption of the virus, what it's created for the competition itself. I mean, that's the fairest method or concept of structuring your competition, because then you move into a normal semi-final series. So if you're looking at it from, you know, Peter's words, the integrity of it and the most uncomplicated way, it's just play everybody once. Ronnie Massey, I was great friends with Ron Massey before his passing a few years ago. Ronnie Massey had talked about the conference structure for years, and I know he had very in-depth chats with Steve Crawley, who was then at Nine, about the concept. It has its merits, but I think it's probably more for, you know, the teams overseas. I mean, we keep going back to NFL, but we're not NFL. We're our own competition. I think we've got to create a structure of competition that best suits the NRL, not worrying about NFL or EPLs, teams overseas. We've got to start looking at our own brand and creating our own types of structures of competition and administration. We don't have to keep copying.
What about the idea that that given it's a unusual season, that we have a quick look at whether we change a couple of rules around, whether we like reduce interchange, for example, whether we go back and try the rest of the season with one referee, things like that?
Well, for me, Paul, then whoever wins the grand final, just put an asterisk beside their name.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's fair enough.
Why muck around with the fabric of the game? I mean, I think we muck around with it too much as it is.
Well, yeah.
we need to keep this competition as normal as we possibly can for our fans, for all those frustrated members out there that are just waiting on the game to get back. And we need to keep it as normal as possible and just get rugby league back on the field. I don't think we can waste time in regards to creating, you know, trends or trying to facilitate a game with different types of interpretations.
Because sometimes people come up with ideas, and while good intentioned, they generally have the risk of turning things into a novelty rather than a credible venture. And that's the one thing we really need to be serious about protecting this season, is that whoever does it eventually end up with their name on the Premiership trophy is viewed as a legitimate grand final Premiership team, and not just to tell, oh, they won it that year when we did this and did that and mucked around with everything, and it turned in a bit of a you know, fool's game.
Well, at the end of the day, Kenny, if it's conferences, if it's, I don't care. Like, I don't mind. I just can't wait to get a draw out there and, okay, this is who you're playing, and this is what the structure of the competition is. I don't care. I just want to get back on the field. But I just don't believe we should be messing around with the game itself. We mess around with it too much. I just believe that everybody wants to get the game back on, and if you're going to have a grand final winner and you don't have any doubt in regards to who that best team was for this disrupted season, playing everybody once is the only way to go. But broadcasters and other people who have intentions of the sake of, good intentions for the sake of the game, are probably smarter than me and have some other concept that might be even better than that. But I just think the fairness to that team that wins a competition is, it's important that we haven't got the asterisks behind it and say, well, it turned into a conference type of game, or it turned into this type of concept for this season.
So, Rick, given that we've now got the start date of May 28, what have you said to your players in terms of what they can do with training, and at what stage will you be able to begin to get players back together in groups and all that sort of thing? Is that clear at this stage, or...?
Well, it's pretty clear, yeah. I was involved in a couple of hookups on Thursday. I was invited into one with the CEO and then to listen in, and then the coaches had a discussion. But it's not crystal clear yet, but it's becoming clear in regards to early May. Looks like we could be a time where we could get back as teams training together. But, you know, coming from those phone hookups, it's important to prepare for the best case scenario or the worst case scenario. And in these times with difficulties out there in society with the virus, it's so important that we all keep adhering to the protocol of what the government and the police want us to do. And I think the reason we've had a spike down, it's spiraled downwards, this virus, is the fact that everybody is, you know, I think 80-90% of people are adhering to the regulations and the protocol in regards to what's been given to us.
What about some of your players individually, Ricky? I guess most of George Williams, who he's only, you got so many English imports here, but this bloke's played two games of NRL and then this has happened. Have you sort of discussed it with him individually and how he sits with the whole thing?
No, mate, no, not really. I was only just talking to George on Wednesday. He's fine. He's like a lot of the other boys. He's bored, but they're still doing their training, and he's getting out and doing what he needs to do for and what he can do for his game. And it'd be a lot worse if he hadn't have had two good games. I mean, coming out here and being a new player and wanting to show people what he's got. As a footy player, it would be a lot worse if he didn't play well, but he was very good in those first two games for us, and he's excited about getting the competition back on again. So he's in a good frame of mind, and I think it's important for all the players out there today, the better they keep mentally, the better they'll transition back into competition.
Do you have any plans to change, like, your training according to who you're playing? Like, are you in an urgent rush to find out the situation? Like, we know that Nine and the NRL are talking this week. Hopefully by Friday we have an idea what the competition looks like. Is there a rush on it?
Well, Paul, as long as there's no changes to what you mentioned earlier, to the interpretations of the game or the interchange or whatnot, no, I haven't got any other plans outside making sure they're as fit and healthy as we possibly can be coming into the early part of the competition. But no, if there's no alteration to any of the fabric of the game, the interpretation of the game, no, I mean, I'm sure we all coach to win every game. I mean, I know we all look at certain blocks of games we've got in front of us, but you know, I coach to win each game of football, and nothing changes coming back into this next part of this competition.
All right, Rick, good on you, mate. We wish you all the best for the remainder of the season. Hope we get back on the field sooner rather than later.
Look after your health too,
thanks,
mate.
thank you.
Good on you, Ricky.